Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Ger Harkins joins us this morning on the line. She's in Cork. Her son Kieran had a very important appointment to make yesterday. They weren't sure if he was going to make it. Ger, good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Not so bad at all. What part of the world are you in exactly?
We're living in Buin, up by Mallow and Cork.
Buig, is it Buin or
Buin?
Buin.
B-W-E-E-N-G, yeah. Buin. Buin, Mallow, Cork.
It sounds like a lovely name.
I know, it sounds like the moon. Yeah.
And it feels like it today, doesn't it? It's as frosty as the
moon. Well, I'm actually in Wilton now at the moment because I stayed in Wilton last night.
That's hospital, yes. Yeah. So that's just outside Mallow. So you woke up yesterday. Kieran is your son. What age is Kieran?
He is 16.
16. And he is very sad news. Last year, his health problems began. Is that right?
Yeah, last year it was just out of the blue. He was diagnosed with total kidney failure.
My God.
And we ended up going up to Dublin, up to your part of the country for 3 weeks. And we stayed in Temple Street in, and we were diverted down to the dialysis unit run by Claire McCabe, which they couldn't have done enough for us. And we were there for 9 months, Oliver.
Wow.
And I swear to God, now, I'm not a huge fan of Dublin, but I have to say they were amazing up there. They couldn't have done enough for us. They were absolutely fantastic.
Phew, so redeemed themselves.
My hat for that.
Okay.
Sorry?
They redeemed themselves, the Dubs.
They redeemed themselves, yeah.
You're
they
very
were
forgiving.
Unbelievable.
And Ger, Kieran, he was 15 last year, totally out of the blue. Totally out of the blue.
Totally out of the blue, yeah. Very fit, healthy young friend, nothing wrong with him. And went into South Dock and we ended up the next day and going up on the yellow box up to Dublin, total kidney failure.
My
have
God.
No idea.
So for the last year, he's been up and down how many times a week?
For the last 9 months, yeah. Up and down, we went up to Dublin Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the train.
Right. And that's to Temple Street because he's a child.
Yeah, and,
he was a child at
and
15.
Yeah, and you see, when he turns 16 then, he's sent over then to adult services. So
which is in Cork?
Which is in Cork because everything revolves around Dublin, Oliver, as you know.
There was no way that a 15-year-old could be treated in Cork.
No, because he's not a kid.
That's extraordinary, right?
But madness, isn't it?
Something mad. Something magical happens at the stroke of midnight on his 16th birthday, and lo and behold, he's able to go an hour down the road, which is what it would normally take, isn't it?
They do the transfer and all this, so it was actually yesterday. We actually started then.
Okay. Yesterday was actually the beginning. Okay, it was his first appointment.
Yes, it was our first day going into Cork.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, when the snow was coming, I said to my husband, Jesus, how are we going to get in here?
Yeah.
Because we're kind of living out in Cork, they'll all be flooded, whereas we'd freeze to death in the mountains. You know? So I just said,
very bad snow.
Very bad. So we'd between 8 to 10 inches, so there was no moving at all on the roads, anything. And I was going, what am I going to do? Jesus almighty, you know? What's going to happen, like? So at 9 o'clock in the morning, CUH, as I said, I had no contact now with CUH, didn't know any of them inside there or anything like that.
Yeah, Cork University Hospital, you're saying, CUH.
Cork University Hospital, yeah. One of the ladies then rang me and said, Ger, what way are the roads out there? And I said, they're very bad. I said, I don't know what I'm going to do. And she said to me, look, I'll get back to you there. And she rang back in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And she said, actually, Ger, because we're going to send the army out. And I went, are you taking the piss? I thought they were actually joking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I said, what? What do you mean?
And but she said, was dead serious.
Dead serious? And I was going, they're joking. And she said, I have no idea what time, but they will come out to get, because she said, there's no cars are going on the roads at that, because they knew where I was, exactly. And these two lovely dads arrived at my door at around 1:15, Shane and Stephen Greycrack, and we mounted into the big pickup, green transporter.
Oh, brilliant.
Army Jeep.
Yeah.
And they brought us into Cork. And we grey crack. Now, come here. Isn't that arriving in style now?
That is. A memory, isn't it? In the big snow of 25.
It is, yeah. And it was fun. They were laughing. No, the first 20 minutes going in long now wasn't fun at all. It was like going through the Alps.
Oh, wow. Right.
And then from Blarney on, not a drop of snow. Nothing.
Did they come from Cork to get to you?
They came from Cork, yeah. One lad is from Cargill and he was kind of going, you know, we're coming over here now. There's nothing going on. But, I mean, North Cork was on. Oliver, I'm not even joking. You couldn't believe it. The transformation was savage.
That's incredible. I can imagine the young soldier thinking, I'm going to be training now for very serious deployments.
Yeah, Shakir and thought we were going
to
be
in
the
Buin in North
in
Cork.
In Buin. They didn't even know where Buin is.
He didn't
know. You know what I mean?
Okay,
no.
Carrigaline.
I know we had to stay then in the beautiful Irish Kidney Association house then last night because I couldn't go home. So it's right inside of the MCH.
Now, this is another good news story. Finally, but obviously it was a bit of crack going there, but this is for a serious appointment.
Great laugh.
Because he had to get his dialysis, doesn't he?
Get dialysis Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
All right, so that's a huge...
So it wasn't a thing, I couldn't miss it, you know, it's sort of, I'm getting my hair done, I can't go out. He has to go out.
Right. So he enjoyed it, Kieran.
Really. Sorry?
He enjoyed the trip, I presume, Kieran.
He thought it was great crack. He just was hoping there'd be guns on the thing, but there wasn't. He thought it was going to be a tank. Yeah.
Not much use against the snow, the guns.
Yeah.
And so it's a pickup truck sort of thing, was it?
The
sort
of you see now outside the bank, you know, with all the fellas standing outside, you know, a big four-wheel drive.
Oh, brilliant.
Big truck.
That's great. Because it got through 8 inches of snow and there was nothing else passing on those roads.
Nothing? No.
Come here, just to get a very specific view from us here now above in Dublin, where does the snow kind of end as you're coming into Cork? Where did it sort of peter out?
Blarney.
Around Blarney, peters out.
Yeah, right, Blarney is lovely then. It's grand, like it's perfect now outside in Cork here. But from Blarney out towards Mallow, out towards Charleville, it's unbelievable.
Wow, it's a funny stripe, isn't it?
It's really bad.
Yeah. So come here, you stayed in the Irish Kidney Munster Kidney Support Unit.
Irish Kidney Association house you had last night, and I'm staying here again tonight because we have to go in again tomorrow, and it's -8 now at the moment out in Buin, and it's icy now, and there's no way I'll be able to get home.
No, so you have to
stay
there.
So I'm staying two nights. That's a brilliant, on my vacation.
That's a great facility to exist, isn't it?
Fantastic, and the house is absolutely gorgeous. Like, this is all what the fundraising is for now, and, you know, that it helps out people with kidney failure, that at least they don't have the stress of trying to, like me, you know, trying to get home, that there is a room for us here, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why we were doing the mini marathon, we were raising money for this, for these kind of reasons. No, I didn't realise I'd be using it so soon.
Yeah, and the Irish Kidney Association do incredible work. This facility opened at the end of 2023 only. It's very new.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and, Oliver. It's gorgeous.
It came about, I think, there's a large request from Elizabeth O'Kelly. I'm reading Sarah Horgan's piece in the Irish Examiner this morning, who's done a great job.
Oh, yes.
And there was a leash multimillionaire living in England, and she left a pile of money, gave it to the Irish Kidney Association, and they managed to build two houses side by side. And there you go, you have six rooms people can stay in.
Yeah, they are absolutely beautiful.
All entirely privately funded, yeah, nothing from the government.
Yes, it's all funded by volunteers, and, you know, it's a fantastic fantastic place for us to even stay now tonight and tomorrow night. You know, we'd be lost without it.
And Kieran will be, he needs dialysis again tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Wednesday. Okay. Yeah.
What's the outlook for him, Ger?
The outlook is a kidney transplant, Oliver. So I'm just saying to everyone, whoever is out there and thinking about, have that talk, please, with your family of organ donation, because you never know, you might be, I could be the lucky person to get that gift for my son.
It's vital, isn't it?
It's just so important. Like, his outlook is a kidney transplant. We're on the list. So we're just waiting, and, you know, that awful waiting kind of thing. How long is a piece of string?
And this is something that wasn't even in your radar in your life at all until a
year ago. Super fit young fella, super healthy. Nothing, we'd nothing to do with kidneys in our lives, and now I'm all kidneys.
You're all about fundraising.
I'm all about it now. I love the Kidney Association now.
The IKA. I'm all in. IKA.ie, we should say, if people want to support. Okay, well, look, I love the story. There's joy in there too, Ger. You have an optimistic outlook, don't you?
Exactly. Come here, Oliver, keep going. My son's in great humour. He's in great form. He keeps the good side out, so why would we be whinging? We won't.
Okay, that's a good point. He's done his junior cert and everything. He's done the junior cert
up in Temple Street, yeah.
Yeah. And he's in transition year, is he, at the moment?
He's in transition year, yeah.
All right, great. Well, wish him well.
Yeah, so... I will, of course.
You're probably half hoping the snow keeps going, so you might get another spin.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm having a break.
Well, enjoy. I presume you'll get a bit of a day out around the city this morning.
Yeah, I will. I'll go walking around now, Wilton. I might hop on the bus in Wilton, and, you know, who knows?
And you'll be, wherever you go,
to get up.
You'll be shouting kidneys at everyone you meet.
All kidneys. That's so all please, kidneys. Everyone, donate.
That is IKA.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Ger Harkins. You're a bright spark.
See you again.
You're a bright spark. Thank you so much.